Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. It's great to be with you. It's Wednesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Great to be with you on this Wednesday. Great to be with you in this text that's calling us to be ready for ministry by doing away with the youthful passions and with the Word of God and the Spirit of God, inculcate righteousness, faith, love, and peace in ministry. Have nothing to do with controversies, quarrelsome theological rabbit trails, or those controversies that take you away from God's Word. And then he says this, he says, the prepared servant of God. Here's how he pictures him. Verse 24, chapter 2, 2 Timothy. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but be kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness, that God may grant them repentance, leading to the knowledge of the truth, and that they may escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. So here, the Apostle Paul says to us, as Christians in general, and to ministers in particular, he says, you must be patient. He first of all gives the negative. Don't be quarrelsome. Don't be looking for an argument. Here's what you do to everyone. That includes unbelievers. That includes skeptics. That includes anyone and everyone. Be kind to everyone. Always be able to teach. You're always prepared in the Word of God. You've nurtured your teaching and preaching gift, and you're always able, having the knowledge of the truth ready at your fingertips and in your heart. By the way, to be kind to all, you'll have to patiently endure evil, because remember, all who will live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So he says to you, don't persecute back, just endure the evil. That's giving you a platform to sanctify Christ as Lord in your heart, and it's giving you a platform to be able to give an account of the hope that's within you, yet with gentleness toward them. So be patiently enduring evil, and then correcting the opponents. That doesn't mean you have to let their false assumptions stand. Go ahead and correct them. Well, that may cause more persecution. That's all right. You can endure that too. The Lord will be with you. Do it with the gentleness of God and always look to the Lord that He may grant them repentance. There's your desire. You certainly are ready to win arguments. You want to correct people's false teaching. But what you're really looking for is the person. You're trying to win the person from disobedience to obedience, which means from sin to repentance and leading to the knowledge of the truth. So that's what you're doing. And then he says this, that they may escape the snare of the devil. So now how do you see people that are in rebellion against God? Are they responsible for what they're doing? Absolutely, they're responsible. But notice they're also been captivated. They've been ensnared in their sin nature, and they've been ensnared by Satan, who has captured them with the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the boastful pride of life. That's where they are. And God can use you to set them free if you endure evil, if you correct their false assumptions, their false teaching, and if you're always ready to serve and being approachable in life. You can be an instrument that would lead them to repentance. If you are patient, if you are not quarrelsome, if you are ready to reasonably and gently correct your opponents while you're enduring evil, but while you're enduring evil and you're correcting your opponents and you're doing it with gentleness, the Lord may grant them repentance. Now notice, you can't give them repentance. You can be an instrument who is, remember how we started this whole section off this week, ready for every good work. Well, here's your good work, that your opponents, who are ultimately God's opponents, can be brought to repentance by the manner and substance of what you're saying, because you're ready. You are apt to teach, ready, and you've prepared your heart so that you are not responding in the flesh, but by the power of the Spirit. And those who have been captivated by Satan can now be captivated by the Lord. Those who are captivated by sin can be captivated by the Spirit of God. Know the forgiveness is found in Christ and the new life of joy in the Lord. And that is another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.